You're listening to SBS News.
After another inconclusive election, Israel's President Reuven Rivlin has decided to give opposition leader Benny Gantz the first opportunity to form a new government.
Dealing with emergencies has never been at the expense of Israeli democracy. On the contrary, it strengthened it and made our country, the State of Israel, more resilient. We are committed more than ever in the light of the urgent need for a government to hold essential democratic processes even at a time of crisis.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party emerged as the largest in the March election, Israel's third in under a year. But with his smaller religious and nationalist allies, he received the support of only 58 lawmakers, leaving Likud three seats short of the required majority in parliament. Party member Yariv Levin told the Consulation in Jerusalem,
"At this time, the task of forming a government to Prime Minister Netanyahu is the present need and the right thing to do."
Mr. Gantz's Blue and White Party received the support of parties representing 61 seats, a slim majority. However, those parties are also divided, and it's not clear whether Mr. Gantz will succeed in putting together a coalition. Chairman of the Yisrael Beiteno party, Avigdor Lieberman, also backed Mr. Gantz.
"We will recommend Benny Gantz for a very simple reason. During the last election campaign, we said that the most important thing is to prevent a fourth election. We also said we very much support a national emergency government."
Mr. Gantz, the main rival to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, won support from Israel's Arab coalition on Sunday to form a government, potentially undermining the Prime Minister's plan to stay in power atop a proposed unity cabinet to fight the coronavirus outbreak. But Ayem Odeh, leader of the Arab Joint List, says the party's voters had said an emphatic no to a right-wing government and Benjamin Netanyahu.
"When fascism is in power, the question that must be asked is who will isolate who? Will the current regime manage to form some sort of an alliance in order to isolate the minority and the democratic factors, or will we be able to form a broad front, even if narrow, so we can isolate fascism? That's the main question. Our public is against a unity government, is against what's called emergency government. We are against any government led by Benjamin Netanyahu."
The Joint List is now the third biggest party in the Israeli parliament after achieving a record showing at the national election earlier this year. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.